All right, Jordan Smith, hey, you lost a couple spots late in a couple of motos, and that's not great, but today was overall a very good day for you. You were much better than you have been. So I guess at the overall, you're happy, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a step in the right direction, and nothing but positives came out of the day. In that first moto, I kind of, in the middle of the moto, the track was evolving, and I wasn't changing my lines with how the track was changing, and a couple guys got around me, and then I kind of made a late moto charge, a little second wind there, and got Zach and Marchbanks back at the end of that moto, so that was good. And then the second moto, got another good start and put myself in good position, and just I mean, everyone's going for it, and we were all going really fast, kind of a freight train there. And yeah, Fortner got around me. I got back around.
Dude, his pass on you was gnarly.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen it yet, but I can only imagine, because I know how fast I was going around the inside, and he blew my doors off on the outside. So, I mean, that was, I'm sure it was pretty gnarly. So, yeah, and then I used a lot of energy trying to get back around him, and then I was kind of, you know, deflated after that, and Aaron got around me on the last lap. So, a little bit of a bummer, but yeah, I mean, like I said, it was a step in the right direction. We've been working a lot on the bike, and I didn't race one race last year outdoors, and this season's my first one on the KTM. So we're, you know, learning things every weekend, and I enjoy this place a lot, and was looking for some good results, and I think I got them.
It seems like you talked about the lines in the first moto a little bit. It does seem to evolve from moto to moto and almost lap to lap. I saw Tomac going around a ton of different lines to try to get by rocks, and it looked like he was like, oh, that one's no good, that one's no good, that rest no good. You know what I mean? It's tough.
Yeah, it is, and I think that that's something that you kind of have or you don't have for that day or that weekend or that year, you know. And I think that I would say that's probably the biggest area that I'm kind of lacking right now, is kind of evolving with the track from not racing all year last year. And, you know, having all that time, because in Supercross, it's, you know, you're kind of hitting the same line all moto for the most part. Some of the tracks you have to switch it up, but for the most part, you're just trying to hit your marks. And out here, it's a lot different. So, I mean, the 250 class right now is so stacked. If you're freaking in first or eighth place or 10th place, you're sending it. So you have to be on your game, and it's tough.
The battle with Faulkner, you, and Plessinger might have been one of the best ones of the day. It was pretty good.
Yeah, it was. I was in the front of it, and unfortunately ended up in the back of it. So that wasn't ideal. But I mean, that kind of racing is always a lot of fun, and you know, that's what we do. It's always fun, you know, coming down to the end of the moto like that, and it's a lot of grit. And
yeah, you can tell you're all tired. You're all pushing it.
Yeah, I mean, if someone says they're not tired at that point in the moto, they're lying. I mean, like, we might still be going the same speed we were at the beginning or close to it, but we're all jello arms.